Is there a cutoff? An age.
The no-go zone.
That's what I'm looking for.
And too young. Yeah. Too young for the restaurant.
Yeah. Buzz Baby University 222 Buzz.
Well, when you don't see eye to eye with your wife, Scotty, it's right. just natural that you bring it to the Buzz listener and ask them for advice.
Yeah. So call us up at 222 Buzz. Can you please tell my wife, you can take your kid. There's no like blackout period where you take your child to a restaurant. Saturday night, Scotty, my son's 25th birthday. My wife and I bring Ellie, who's 6 months old, her brother, to the restaurant. And it was a nice place. It was family-friendly Italian steakhouse. Oh, I'll tell you what. It was Nucci's in Webster. Really good food, good people. And they were very welcoming. And I'm like, put us where we're not too much in the way a little bit. It's fine. Oh, yeah, we're going to put you right here. It's going to be great. I'm like, fine. And we had a table of four. It was bench on the back side and then two chairs facing. Okay. I get the little travel chair that you clip under your table,
mm-hmm.
plop Ellie in the seat,
mm-hmm.
and we're off to the races.
Mm-hmm.
Well, she wasn't having it. And my wife, all of a sudden, after agreeing to go to this place for 3 days, says, we shouldn't be here. This is wrong. She's going to start fussing. She's going to make some noise and people are going to get all upset. You know, when they get fidgety.
Well, sure. 6 months old. They're not going to sit still and eat nicely.
No, she wasn't even eating because it's like we fed her before we left.
Mm. So the question is, can you bring a 6 month old baby to a nice restaurant?
You know, people love babies, right? You're not annoyed that an infant or a baby is in a restaurant with you. And if you're going to socialize, you shouldn't let babies, infants, cramp your style. You bring them everywhere you go.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
you expose them to all different sights and sounds.
I adore kids. I'm on that camp. I am like you. I adore kids. I think they're so adorable, especially when they're acting up and they're not my kid. I'm like, oh, that little mooch.
Yeah, it's cute, isn't
it? I almost went and helped mom because obviously, you know, we all sometimes need an extra hand. But there was a period of time that I did not bring my kids to the restaurant.
Why?
I didn't, because they're disruptive. Other people are paying good money to be there. They don't need a possible sugar packet flying on their table because my kid is thinking it's fun to throw them around. They're just messy. You leave the restaurant and there's food all over the floor. The poor wait staff. It's...
You don't think it should...
You're downgraded to the quick... really family style restaurants.
My wife's like, we can't go to nice places like this anymore. We got to go to Applebee's and Bump and Run or to a chain that is very kid friendly.
Well,
I'm like, well,
yeah. And plus they don't have, and 222-2899, whose side are you on? Scott's side, bring the baby no matter what, or Jill's side? The kids don't have an attention span at the little moochy age, so they can't possibly sit there and wait. Sometimes it takes forever for the food to come. When you go to those nice places, it's like this long, drawn out meal. They ain't got time. They're not gonna be patient.
It was like the best. You know, when you bring babies, everybody's like, "Oh, guess what?" I was to the server. She was very nice. I'm like. Da, 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 da. She says, do you guys want a couple minutes? I'm like, you know what? I got a ticking time bomb. So just go ahead and bring it on.
See, you even know you have a ticking time bomb.
But guess what? I did that to get our food quicker. It came out fast. What do you think? 222-2899. I'm not going to punish us because of the baby. Baby's going to go with us.
That's not how it works.
Yeah, it's how it works.
Did it?
I'm not going to sacrifice
going to the
best chicken parm I've had in a long time to go to some frozen something or other that was microwaved to go eat that somewhere else.
Your life has changed forever.
Somebody must have wrote a book called You Don't Have to be a Martyr when You're a Parent.
You don't have to be a martyr, but you do have to make adjustments. And you have to think of the people around you. Again, I adore kids. I love them. I'll squeeze them. They just make me smile. But not everybody is like that.
Yeah, you know what?
Especially people who are going to a really fancy restaurant.
All right. I've got calls in the Buzz. Hi, the Buzz. Good morning.
Good morning.
You're a professor on the Buzz Baby University. Can you give me some insight?
Whose side are you on?
Yeah.
Well, so I am on the side that you shouldn't bring the baby only because when you go out to dinner, you deserve some you time. And you're not enjoying it, okay? Compare going out to dinner with a six-month-old to a year ago when you just went out to dinner. Life is totally different. And when you go out to dinner with your wife or your older son, you should have quality time with them. But you're so busy with the baby. Like, did you even celebrate your son's birthday?
Yeah, it was nice. You got a chance. Well, you know, we passed her around. It was like she was on his lap for a couple minutes. And I'm like, come here, let me take her.
Passing the There was a game. Yeah, remember that game? Or hot potato, yes.
Yeah, so, Pigs and Biz, right. All right.
So I just think that you deserve quality time. You're going out to dinner. You should be able to relax for an hour, 2 hours, and have you time.
Okay.
And the baby will be much happier at home in their surroundings.
Gotcha. Thanks. Buzz, good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Oh, hey, Buzz listener Ray, what's up, man?
Not much, sir, not much at all. Good morning, good morning.
Yes.
You're both right. you should be able to go anywhere you want as a family with a small child or not. Unfortunately, there are those individuals that either have never had children or have spent so long since they've had a child, don't realize that a small child can act up and be grabby and loud.
Mm-hmm.
But now, on the same side, or on the opposite side, I see what Jill's saying. How many mothers and some fathers taking care of a small one constantly, especially one that's fidgety and, you know, boisterous, have had a cold meal?
I will be honest, though. She was on my lap, and I was trying to cut a steak. And when you got your arm wrapped around a baby's shoulder, and then you got a steak knife in the other hand, it's...
Financially, that's not even smart. You're just wasting your money now.
Well, and the thing, it's nice. It's nice to go out as a family, and you know, you want to do that. But there's some instances, and if you really, unfortunately, want to enjoy your meal and have a hot meal, sometimes you need to leave the little one home.
Thanks, man. That's good. I love it.
You're
Thank you, Professor. Take it easy. Okay. More calls at 222-2899 at Buzz Baby University. I can't see that. You know, you of all people, you love kids.
I do love kids.
You
I adore
eat children.
Kids.
You eat children. And then at a restaurant, what a perfect place to have children to eat is at a restaurant.
But not everybody is like me. And I respect that. I respect the other people in the restaurant. So there was a time period where we just didn't bring the kids to really nice places.
Hi to Buzz.
Good morning. How's it going?
It's Buzz Baby University. Is this Donzo?
Yes, it is.
Hey, man.
Hey.
Whose side are you on?
Yours. You take them. I don't care. You're a family now. You take the kids.
Yeah.
Your money is just as green whether you got one or six of them. They're all 6 months old.
Who do you know who has six of them?
I have no idea. Yeah. Well, someone very close to me.
Yeah, you sounds like you resemble that remark.
Yeah, but sometimes little babies, like, you know, there are moments where they just have a rotten night and they're just constantly crying or screaming or...
I never had that problem going out with the kids. I used to take the wooden high chairs and flip them over and put the... You know, the car seat basket in there, and they'd fall sound asleep, or bring a bag of Cheerios in their dinner.
Okay,
ask
all right.
The waiter to warm it up. Of course, you give them an extra $5 tip or whatever for going out of their way, but I never had a problem.
Don, in the perfect world, that sounds amazing, but babies don't all fall asleep in the car seat while you're eating your dinner.
I didn't say fall asleep. I said, just sit them in there. They're all relaxed, chilling out.
They
got the little tray. Give them Cheerios. Give them a couple of toys.
Give them something to do, right?
All babies don't just sit there and chill out. You must have little angels for children.
Let's not push that. You met them, Sandy.
You have you. Little angels. Wow.
Thanks, my friend. See you later, man.
Have a good one.
Okay. Hey, to Buzz. Good morning. You're Buzz Baby University. Whose side are you on?
Well, I'm kind of on both.
Oh.
My kids are older now. They're 24, 21, and 19, and we always brought them to have dinner, and it taught them how to order food for themselves. It taught them how to be respectful in places. I work in a daycare center, so I work with children all day long, but when I go to a restaurant now, I need it quiet. So if kids are fussing and getting all upset, I'm like, oh my gosh, get them out of here.
There could be other teachers and daycare center workers in that restaurant, Scott.
Right, yeah, right. I don't know. I just look at it like an amusement park, okay? Your kid can be there, right?
unless there's a height restriction. Like you can't get on the you can't get on the Jackrabbit unless you're this tall. You can't come in the restaurant until you're this tall. That's what I'll bet. I'm going to bring that kid everywhere we could possibly go.
Yeah, and I agree. They need to learn how to be and how to act in all different places. But when they start being fussy, remove them.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.